Hear further from the word of the Lord in Psalm 24 and in the work Divine Providence. A psalm of David. The earth is Jehovah's and the fullness thereof, the world and they who dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers. Who shall go up into the mountain of Jehovah, and who shall arise in the place of his holiness? He who is innocent of hands and pure of heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity and has not promised with deceit. He shall bear the blessing from Jehovah and justice from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of those who inquire after him, who seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, you portals of eternity, and the King of glory will come in. Who is this King of glory? Jehovah, strong and a hero. Jehovah, a hero in battle. Lift up your heads, O gates, and lift up, O portals of eternity, and the King of glory will come in. Who is he, this King of glory? Jehovah of armies. He is the King of glory. Selah. We read from a part of Divine Providence number 210. Unless it appeared to a person that he lived as from himself, and thus that he thought, willed, spoke, and acted as of himself, he would not be human. From this it follows that if man, as from his own prudence, did not dispose all things pertaining to his function and life, he could not be led and disposed by the divine providence. He would be like one standing with his hands hanging down, his mouth open, his eyes closed, and holding his breath, waiting for influx. He would thus strip himself of what is human, which he has from the perception and sensation that he lives, thinks, wills, speaks and acts as from himself. At the same time, he would divest himself of his two faculties, liberty and rationality, by which he is distinguished from animals. Without this appearance, a person would not have the power to receive and to respond, and thus would not have immortality. If, therefore, you wish to be led by the divine providence, use prudence, as a servant and steward does, who faithfully dispenses the goods of his master. This prudence is the talent that was given to the servants to trade with, of which they must render an account. Prudence itself appears to man as his own. It is believed to be his own, so long as he keeps shut up within him the deadliest enemy of God and the divine providence, namely the love of self. This dwells in the interiors of every man from birth. If you do not recognize it, for it does not wish to be recognized, it dwells securely and guards the door lest man should open it, and it should thus be cast out by the Lord. A person opens this door by shunning, as of himself, evils as sins, with the acknowledgement that he does so from the Lord. This is the prudence with which the divine providence acts as one. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.